very meaningful. I think it's very, very important work. It's lullabies for people in transition, at the end of their lives, going through difficult time, healing, not always the very end of one's life, but usually. And it's very, very, it's enriching. It really makes me feel, think about people, think about myself, be mindful. I found it to be a very good addition to my life.
What drew you to that activity? I would think it could be scary, the thought of it. But so tell me a little bit about your initial feelings and how that has changed in your time.
Right. I think that's true. And you don't find many threshold singers who are very young, although there are some. Most of us are people of a certain age. You know, we're it's more towards the end of days than the beginning of days. And we have a lot of... we see a lot of make, you know, there are a lot of goodbyes, and we've had to come to terms with the fact that there will be a goodbye, and for ourselves as well. And it's not a morbid kind of thought. It's an optimistic thought that when our time is over, we can leave this earth hopefully surrounded by joyful sounds. And joyful thoughts. And we have there is a song in our repertoire that says something like, when I was born, I cried, and the world rejoiced. Live your life so that when you die, the world cries and you rejoice. It's almost like accepting it as something that will be happening to all of us, and trying to make it as positive for ourselves as and for others as we can.
Tell me about the bond that develops with your fellow singers.
It's interesting because we have very like-minded people for the most part, people who have come from all walks of life, but find this work to be very important and very rewarding. And we don't really socialize together. Maybe some of us do from time to time. But basically, we meet once a week and we practice. And then one of those meetings we do at Friends Care. And while we're practicing singing, we're singing to a group of residents, who choose to be there, which is different from going into a particular room or to a particular client. One-on-one, there's just one person in one bed with maybe their loved ones around them. And that's a very different kind of thing than what we do when we do it at Friends Care. But we feel both of those are meaningful contributions. And the bond is really a bond of wanting to be of service. Basically, that's what it's about, wanting to be of service at a very tender time.
And tell me about the reaction of the loved ones in from someone who's passing in hospice.
Yeah, and that's very interesting because we only go where we're invited. We don't just show up and say, we have a gift for you. It's a gift we feel we are providing for those who would like it. And some of our group goes every week, once a week, to hospice in Springfield. And we'll just go around and sing to whoever the nurses have identified that the families are interested in having us sing for just a few minutes. It's never more than 10 minutes. And it's never more than three or four at the most at a time. It's a very small group. It's not as if we're trying to overwhelm anybody. And basically, we find that not only the recipient, who sometimes isn't conscious enough for us to get a response from, although, quite frankly, we're told that the last thing that goes is hearing. So we like to think even if they're non-responsive, they're hearing us. But the response from the family is almost uniformly very grateful and makes us feel that our presence there has made a difference and has helped the situation.
Did you always sing or sing in other capacities earlier in life?
Yeah, I did love to sing. My instrument is my voice. I sang in high school in the choir, and it was a very good choir. We were invited to sing in many places outside of the school setting. And then, of course, as life would happen, I had my family and went on my way doing other things and really didn't start singing again until I started singing with Threshold Singers. But singing is something that I've always done. I'm not a trained singer, and that's the other thing. We are all really volunteer singers. Some people think that they really don't sing well, but they come to do this work and learn that, wow, they do have something to give. Some of us appreciate the musicality of it. In other words, we can sing just melody. We can sing harmonies. Almost all of our songs have harmonies. But we sometimes just sing melody depending upon who's singing. I personally love singing harmony. I like to sing the soprano harmony part, although I'll do melody too if asked. But no, none of us are really trained musicians, although many people have musical backgrounds. They've played instruments or they have sung in other kinds of settings. But most of us, as I think of our group, most of them don't even read music. So we just pick it up by ear. It's simple melodies. It's easy to do.
You mentioned that you sing in small groups to not make the situation overwhelming for anyone going through this, but there's quite a large group that will be meeting this weekend.
Yeah, this is a very exciting event. This is, I think, the 13th or 14th time we've done it. I lose count. But this is what's called the Midwest Gathering. So choir members from all around the Midwest will be coming to Yellow Springs. We've had it in various places over the years, and most recently we've settled on the hotel, the Mills Park Hotel, in their large events room. We'll have 100 women. 100 voices will be raised. We will practice. We will learn new music. We will learn about end-of-life issues. We'll have confront our own end-of-life issues in some ways. And one of the most marvelous parts is that the founder of the Threshold International now, because we do have choirs all over the world, Kate Munger, is here to lead this weekend event. And we're very excited about it, very, very excited about this opportunity. This will very possibly be her last time as she's facing redirecting or retiring and trying to figure out what the next steps are. I'm not sure if we'll be doing it again in Yellow Springs or some other Midwest choir would like to do it. It's up for grabs. But we just might be back here again next year. We don't know. But right now, we're just looking forward to a wonderful, wonderful time this weekend, starting Friday night, all day Saturday night, Sunday morning until around noon. We will all come away feeling really, really inspired.
And where can people go to find out more about this event?
About this event? Well, this event is really not open to the public.
Oh, that's,
unfortunately.
That's right.
It's a closed event based on those of us who have registered and there's just so many people, and you have to be a threshold singer to be part of it. But if people want to find out more about Threshold Choir and the whole movement, they can go to the website. It's on the website, and there's a whole lot of information about it. And anybody who's interested in joining our local group just needs to let us know. It's open to anyone who really wants to participate in this mission.
As we've been talking, we've heard some beautiful music in the background. Tell us what we're listening to.
You're listening to the Portland Threshold Singers, which they are an incredibly wonderful group. As a matter of fact, a few years ago, Portland hosted the National Threshold Singers gathering. And in my view, their quality of singing is almost professional. But they are also, like us, a lay group. And they have put out this CD. Part of it is we have a few CDs that help us learn the music more and get a better feeling for some of the music. And this is one of my favorites.
Joan, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for your interest. I really appreciate that.
And again, you can find out more about that organization at thresholdchoir.org.
May only joy.